It's time for Big Blue Kickoff Live. Only on Giants.com.
Smith back to throw. Has time over the middle. Intercepted by Roll again. Antrell to the 20. Needs a block. Pinball down to the 5. Roll call time. Antrell with back-to-back picks.
Manning back to throw. Steps up. Deep ball down the middle of the field.
He's got Cruz. 35, 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Giants.
Romo drops straight back to throw. Steps up. Gets hit by Canty.
Pass intercepted by Jason Pierre-Paul. To the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Giants.
There goes Wilson again. Trying to break to the outside. Wilson cuts it back to his right. Needs a block, and Wilson's going to go. He's to the 10, 5. Touchdown, Giants. 97 yards.
Now here are your hosts, John Schmelk and Paul Dottino.
Welcome to Big Blue Kickoff Live right here on Giants.com. 201-939-4513. 201-939-4513. We're live from the Quest Diagnostics Training Center in East Rutherford, New Jersey. That announcement being made by the New York Giants today. A new name on the building. The Giants have ended their affiliation with Timex, which they announced yesterday, a mutual parting of the ways as it goes, and it is now the Quest Diagnostics Training Facility. So, welcome. Good morning. We're joined by Paul Dottino this morning on Big Blue Kickoff Live. Paul, how you doing?
Good morning, John. Getting ready for training camp, of course. You know, there are very few words in the English language that you use on a regular basis that begin with a Q.
True.
So I think the Quest people are going to be very outstanding in terms of their noticeability. How about that for a word?
Maybe they're like the Q Center, something like that, something catchy.
Yeah, I really don't know what kind of nickname you can give a place that's named the Quest Performance Center. But in any case,
the Quest. You can just call it that. Where are you going? The Quest.
The Quest for the trophy. The Quest for the ring. The Quest for the championship.
Oh, boy. 201-939-4513. Our question of the day today, folks, as we go through the defense, we'll talk about the linebacker position. And this is pretty simple, folks, and this is a pretty open-ended question, too, because you have lots of options. Who's starting and who's on the roster and how many of the Giants keep it? It's a fair question. It's one that is up for debate, and the Giants have a ton of options at that position. And Paul, I'm not quite sure where the Giants are going to go. If I had to guess, despite the fact that right now Mark Herzlick's probably the number one in the middle, and let's start there, if I had to make a wager on who would be starting a middle linebacker against the Cowboys at the first week of September, I would still go with Dan Connor.
You know, Herzlick kind of grabbed the edge during the OTAs and the spring practices.
But why? Was it because he knows the system, because he's been here, or because he's a better player?
Boy, that's a hard one to answer, John, because I don't think we've seen enough for Dan Connor to know.
Well, pads haven't got on yet. What can you tell about linebackers without the pads being on?
Almost impossible to tell.
Right.
You know, I like to tell people all the time, you can tell a little bit about the receivers and about the defensive backs.
Quarterbacks.
The quarterbacks, the kickers even.
Maybe a little physical ability, you know, from the running backs.
Right.
Maybe.
And the other thing you could tell, too, you could tell about quickness from the front seven defensively, just in terms of how they move and how fluid they are. And also the offensive line, you could tell how gawky they might be.
Gawky.
But that's about all you could tell.
And to a certain extent, whether or not guys know the system, because you'll see coaches yell at guys if they get their assignments wrong.
No question. So, you know, this is a physical game. And until they start getting physical, it's really hard to put a legitimate grade on any of the newcomers that are reported to the Giants this year. But, you know, I will say this, John. And Mark Herzlick, when he got here, you know, showed some really great flashes as a rookie. I had been told that he had second-round draft pick talent. It was apparent to me that they were just waiting for him to beat out Chase Blackburn to be the starting middle linebacker on this team. And obviously, you know, it was a bit slow in coming. Last year, he gets on the field for a few instances, making some cameos, if you will, and performed horribly. I mean, horribly, not just bad, John. He was terrible. And so his stock fell right off of a cliff. And suddenly now, you got to wonder if Mark Herzlick's even going to be on this team. So then, during the offseason, apparently he refocuses himself, understands a little bit more about what's going on, and comes to the spring OTAs and the mini camps, and decides that, you know what, he really does want to make this team. This is important to him, and he wants to challenge for that starting job. Realizing that Dan Connor's a newcomer and that the spot really will be open to competition, maybe it's rejuvenated Herzlick to the point where he now wants it more again. And maybe that's all it takes. Sometimes that's it.
And you're going to see my interview with Perry Fuel on Giants.com today. And he talked about how it's basically open competition for all the linebacker spots. You have the guys in the middle, Connor and Herzlick. And then outside, I mean, you have two huge injury risks in Curry and Rivers. You got a young guy like Paysinger who really seemed to improve his play at the end of last season. Then you have Etienne Sabino, the undrafted free agent out of Ohio State. They like his physicality. Then you have Kyle Bosworth, who I frankly think has a great chance of making this team because he's such a good special teams player.
Well, don't forget you got to put Jaquan Williams in that injury group.
Right.
Because this is a guy who missed virtually all of last season, and they had so many high hopes for him, as did I.
And Jaquan, the only, I guess he would be the most likely projected starter, assuming he is in fact healthy.
I agree. You know, and you know, John, the thing about it is, and we've talked about this before too, in the Giants scheme, there's probably only going to be two linebackers who see a ton of snaps.
Correct.
You know, they're going to be playing a lot with that extra DB, an extra safety, if you will. And so the need isn't as great as maybe it had been in years past. You know, the last couple of years they've tried to use that third safety package, and it makes the linebacker a little less important. But nonetheless, especially on first and second down, where we know the Giants had so much trouble stopping the run.
Right.
They've got to be able to put two linebackers on the field.
Or
three if need be, who can be counted on to make hits at the line of scrimmage. I'm not even talking about big play blow-em-up losses, but can somebody stop somebody for a one-yard run instead of 4.5 yards
and
on the first
down?
And here's
the trick. Jaquan Williams is more of a cover guy. At least he has been since
he's
been in the league. Spencer Paysinger, more of a coverage guy, not a real physical guy at the line of scrimmage. Herzlick has been known as a run stopper. He's struggled in coverage a little bit. Dan Connor has always been known. His strength has been stopping the run. But Keith Rivers and Aaron Curry, they can't stay healthy. Who knows what they're going to be able to get?
See, to me, Rivers is a huge X factor here for the Giants.
If you're counting on Keith Rivers, good luck. Because teams have been counting on him since he got to the NFL, and he's let them down pretty much every single year.
The reason I say that, though, is, John, he actually has that blend, that combination of speed. He can cover sideline to sideline. We saw him do it last preseason, and we also saw him make some big hits in the preseason in the running game. He's the one guy in this linebacking core who can actually do everything that they want him to do, provided he stays on the field. There's nobody else on this linebacking core that's the total package other than Keith Rivers.
Well, to be the total package, though, you have to be on the field.
You know, he's got the package. He just has to deliver the goods.
When's the last time he delivered the goods?
Last preseason. And that's it.
When's the last time it counted when he delivered the goods?
But that's why he's an X factor. You know what I'm saying? That's why he's an X factor.
Yeah, but to me, a guy like Rivers, you almost need to treat him like a bonus if he gives you something. You can't count on him.
See, I feel more that way about Curry, because Curry's an unknown quantity.
Well, Curry is to me, even less of a chance of giving you something than Keith Rivers is. But to me, I can't count on Keith Rivers to give you something. So heading into this year, let me ask you this. Do you think there's a chance that we could see both Herzlick and Connor on the field with Jaquan Williams? First and 10, DeMarco Murray on the field for the Cowboys, week number one, with Herzlick at strong, Connor in the middle, and Jaquan Williams weak side?
If I'm the Giants, I really don't want to see that.
I think that would be a decent lineup against the run.
I'm not sure. I have my doubts, John. I have my doubts.
You don't think Herzlick could move outside and be a first down player against the run?
I wonder what Herzlick can do from that spot.
I think he's smart enough to do it.
I'm not sure that he's quick enough to do it, because what happens is when you're playing the outside linebacker spot, not only do you have to be able to go inside to the gaps where you need to fill, but you also need to be able to extend yourself out around the edges.
Seal the edge.
I don't know that he's quick enough to do that. And I think if a big lineman or a big tight end or a big fullback locks up on him on the edge, I don't know that he's quick enough to make the proper foot adjustments to get to the outside and avoid that block. I haven't seen it.
But
of course, we haven't seen him play a lot out there either. He's
true,
just only done
true.
That sparingly.
Very true.
So maybe I just need to see it.
I'm just trying to figure out what the Giants do here. And let's be honest. Is it more or less likely that Rivers and Curry give you something? I think it's less than 50% that one or both of those guys are healthy and starting opening day. Based on their track record, why would you think otherwise? It's like the Knicks counting on Amari Stoudemire to get 80 games this year. It's stupid. Why would you think he can do that?
It's like making a trip to Atlantic City and rolling the dice.
And I'm not saying Keith Rivers can't do it. I'm not counting him out. But my point is that you can't count on him to do it.
Here's what I know.
That's when you get into trouble.
Here's what I know, John. Okay? And this is about the best way I could describe it, and we can let it go from here. Here's what I know. If Keith Rivers stays on the field, I believe he's going to be a very productive linebacker for this team. And I'm going to make the comparison. Let's make this very simple. I don't care how many snaps Philip Diller took. I don't care how many snaps Juris Wilkinson took. I don't care how many snaps.
Juris Wilkinson took snaps?
I don't care how many snaps Greg Jones was going to take. I don't care how many snaps Brian Keel was going to take. I don't care how many snaps Clint Sittum was going to take. These guys were not going to be good players in the league.
But you think Keith Rivers can?
Keith Rivers, if he's on the field, he will produce. Those other guys, I didn't even want them on the field.
Well, in fairness, you never really got a chance to see whether or not Clint Sittum would be able to produce.
I never thought Clint Sittum could play. I was not a fan.
I mean, he never
second round draft pick.
He never even played in the preseason. He never even played in training camp. He was always hurt.
Not a fan. Whenever I saw him, even in practices, and again, you're right, he didn't work out much. But whenever he was out there, I was not a fan. He reminded me a lot of Knavis McGee many years ago.
Knavis McGee,
you know, who of course never amounted to anything either.
Right.
That's why I say you can't put Rivers in the kind of, you know, maybe or maybe not category, because I believe that he is a productive player. He is a talented player. He does have a skill set. We've seen a lot of linebackers come through here in the last 10 years who, quite frankly, I didn't want to see on the field. I want to see Rivers on the field.
So do I. I think if he plays, it can be very effective. 201-939-4513. Let's go to Jedalia in New Jersey. What's going on, Jedalia?
Hi, how are you?
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
What's going on?
I wanted to ask you. Good. How are you? I wanted to ask you, Tom Coughlin's contract is up when?
I believe it's after next season, so it'll be after the 2014 season.
Do you think the Giants, maybe depends the way Coughlin looks, do you think that they maybe give him a long-term or a short-term contract?
The way I look at this, Jedalia, is that Tom Coughlin will basically be able to coach the Giants for as long as he wants, barring any health issues or a disastrous 3-13 season, which I think both are extremely unlikely. If you see the way Coach Coughlin still runs every day, miles on that treadmill, trust me, he's not going to have any health issues. And I don't think this team is going to go into the dump. So Tom Coughlin will be able to coach his team for as long as he wants, and that's irregardless of whether or not, you know, there's a big name out there that the Giants might want to tab as his eventual replacement. This is Tom Coughlin's job. The Giants have all the faith in the world, and rightfully so, and he's going to be here for a long time. So if they have a good year this year, the Giants don't like to leave their coaches on one-year lame duck status. Would I be shocked if they gave him a 3-, 4-, 5-year maybe 5's a little long, maybe a 3-year extension, something like that? No, that would not surprise me.
You know, John, the only thing that I think that could pull Tom Coughlin away is if his family really tugs at his heartstrings and basically puts a noose around his neck and says, you're coming with us, you're leaving the Quest Performance Center, and we're not going to let you back in the building. That's about the only thing that could possibly keep him away from here, because Tom Coughlin values his family more than anything else in the world. And short of them dragging him out of here, he's not leaving.
Right. Okay. All right. Thank you for taking my call.
Thanks, Jedalia. Thanks for calling up. We appreciate it. I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't think so either. I think it could have happened a couple of years ago, but not now.
I'm not sure if Judy can handle Tom at all 24 hours a day. Let's be honest. I think you'd drive her off the wall.
Probably.
Imagine it'd be kind of like living with you 24 hours a day at home.
That's not easy. It's not easy living with me.
Yeah, I only see a couple hours a day and I get tired of you. 201-939-4513. Steve's in Washington, D.C. Steve, what's going on?
Hey, what's happening, guys? Thanks for taking my call.
Good morning.
Listen. Before I get into the linebackers, I'm just gonna have to say
Go ahead, Steve. We hear you.
I'm sorry, guys. Yeah. Basically, I want to say is I have to disagree with you. I think Tom Coughlin's gonna be gone after this year. I really do. And
because
I think
why?
Gonna be the next coach. I think. Let me finish. I think it's gonna end up being a David Deal situation, almost like. Conveniently, something's going to happen with it, you know, with his family, or he's just going to decide to move on. I think a feeling I have. I think Bill Cowher has been patiently waiting. I think that we're interested in bringing Cowher on as the head coach, and I don't think we're going to put him off too much longer. That's just my two cents.
Do you think this is going to be a – Steve, is this going to be a Tom Coughlin choice, or is this going to be a, in your opinion, a subtle Giants pushing him out to make room for Cowher? How do you think this thing's going to go down in your mind?
I think that they have too much respect for him for it to ever be a public situation where he moves, where it looks like they're being pushed out. But I think if we don't win the Super Bowl this year, I just think that Tom Coughlin will decide that it's time for him to enjoy his family. That's just my opinion.
You know what's funny about that, John? I think the opposite. I think there's a better chance he leaves if the Giants do win a third Super Bowl, because I think then his family may have a chance to convince him, Tom, there's nothing more for you to do. You've now won three Super
Bowls.
That's
a fair point.
Come on. It's time to come enjoy the family.
I agree with that. I definitely agree with that notion, too. I definitely agree with that. I just have a feeling that this is going to be his last year. I just do.
How about the linebacker, Steve?
Okay, to the linebackers. Now, you know, it's really nothing you could say today or tomorrow that would sell me on Mark Herzlick. He's a great story. You know, I've always questioned why we brought him on to begin with. I mean, is it because of Boston College thing or what? Because I'm not seeing anything that makes me think he can play that strong side. I mean, I see him running up to the tackle. He's not bringing fear to anyone. He doesn't look like he wants to get physical. I don't think he has the physicality to hold that position the way we need it to hold down. I just don't. I think Kyle Bosworth, we'd be better off training him if he's willing to put his head in there and get physical.
The only thing I want to say to you is that all of your comments are justified based on what you saw of Mark Herzlick last season. He was dreadful, and I don't blame you for not wanting to see him on the field. However, if you got a chance to watch him at rookie minicamp 2 years ago, and then during the training camp, and then on special teams when he was able to get in there as a rookie, this was a guy who looked like a football player, and he clearly earned a spot on the roster based on the types of things that they thought he was going to be able to do. So now he took 5 steps back last year, and he's in a position where he's being told, you have to compete. If you want a spot on this roster, if you want a chance of taking some snaps, you're going to have to earn them. What's wrong with that?
Hey, listen, I actually hope the guy does well. I really do. I had a lot of hopes when he first came here. You know, it looked like all the highlights I was watching at Boston College. He looked like a
very
physical player.
My friend. He is what, John, what do I call him? A show-me player. It's that simple.
Thanks for the call, Stevie.
Can I get one last thing in?
Yeah, real quick.
Chase, you know, of course, I'm hoping that Keith Rivers stays healthy, but I'm expecting big things out of Aaron Curry. And can y'all, one last thing. Kia Nuka is one of my favorite players, but I could not believe the man don't have a single muscle on his body. He needs to get in the gym. Thanks for taking my call. Listen, he needs to hit some weights. Seriously, man.
Thanks, Steve.
How do you feel about it?
You know, it's funny. Kiwanuka, and I get why Steve would say that, because if you look at him kind of just walk around in a T-shirt,
Spelt.
He's a very
lean fellow.
Lithe. You know, it's just really long and thin. He doesn't have, like, the bulging, you know, pecs and stuff like that. But he's one of those guys that is, I think, stronger than he would look when you just see him standing there.
Granted.
That's how I would look at
it. And let's face it, John. Speed's a lot of what his game is all about anyway, so he's not a guy who necessarily wants to look like the Incredible Hulk.
He is one of those lean, lithe bodies. Remember, he was trying to go to linebacker and trying to get sideline to sideline, too, so maybe he was trying to keep the weight down a little bit there. But if you want him as a speed rusher, which is what he, you know, projects to be, you don't want him to be a big hulking guy either. So there you go.
I agree.
201-939-4513. I'm not sure if I've heard from this guy since last season ended. It's Big Ed down in Maryland. What's going on, Big Ed?
What's up, Big John? What's up?
How are you, man?
We're back, baby. We're back. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good, Big Ed. What's on your mind?
Hear from everybody.
How's your summer,
hey guys,
man?
Look. Oh, great, man. Just great. Look, I'm going to tell you, we got a lot to look forward to. I like what I'm seeing so far. It's just a matter of making sure everybody's healthy and already, you know, ready to go in the right direction. Then, as long as the defense linebackers stay healthy and keep everything together, we can make a long run into the season.
And you base this on what, Big Ed? They haven't even stepped onto the field for day one of training camp yet.
Yeah, I know, and I'm already excited.
Hey, look, I love the optimism, okay? I really do, and I do think that this team is a playoff team. But you know, Big Ed, there are still so many questions at running back and at linebacker that have to be settled before you start getting too excited.
Yeah, and that's an easy problem, because, see, if that's the only two issues that we're going to have to really be concerned about, we're going to be okay by the end of the season, because then by then it'll be already fixed.
Wait a second. Wait a second. What's rule number one in football? You got to be able to run the ball and stop the run, which means you need running backs and you need linebackers to produce.
All right.
If they don't get it done, this is a problem.
I'm going to back up Big Ed here. Linebackers aside, both of us agree that's a huge question mark. And of all the positions, it's unpredictable who's going to start, let alone even be on the roster. Okay?
Yes.
Huge question. Not going to debate that.
Right.
However,
right.
Running backs. David Wilson was number one pick for a reason. And he's showed that he can run the football last year.
Yes.
I think there's no question he's getting the 10 to 15 carries a game this season. I'd be shocked if he didn't. Andre Brown, if he can stay healthy, shows he's good in short yardage situations. Now, I don't know if Andre Brown can stay healthy.
Never has in 5 years. He's really the Keith Rivers of the offense.
He
kind of
really
is.
Now, he hasn't had as much of an opportunity as Rivers has, but yes, very similar. Now, do we know the third down back's going to be? No idea. Do we know who can pass protect? No idea. Can any of these guys catch out of the backfield? No idea. However, you know you have a guy that's capable of being a number one running back in terms of running the football and being talented. And he can be a big play running back like the Giants haven't had since Tiki. And he can be even more explosive than Tiki was when he was here. So I think there are questions at running back like we talked about. I wouldn't mind having a veteran that you can lean on in case these young guys don't work out. I agree with you on that too, Paul. But I also believe they have a guy that can be a dynamic, game-changing playmaker at running back. And that's something that not every NFL team has.
I will say this, John. If the Giants cannot improve their percentage on third and short by getting some type of consistent power running game going.
Andre Brown was good at that last year when he was on the field.
But they need to have that for 16 games. Mm-hmm. You need to have that throughout the season. When I say consistent running game, that's what I'm talking about, because that's ultimately what allows your offense to function fluidly. And they, right now, I'm not 100% confident they're going to have that. That's all.
Thanks, Big Ed.
Thank you, guys. And listen, just remember this. We should be averaging about 6 touchdowns a game. With the passing and the running, about 6 touchdowns a game.
Well, Big Ed is confident. Big Ed
should be overly explosive. I mean, that's all I see. You know, we got running, blocking, and passing.
Big Ed. 6 touchdowns a game.
I'm excited. Come on, y'all.
Go get
the Steelers and knock them out. Let's do it again.
You are playing too. You are playing too much Xbox. That's your problem. Too much Xbox for you.
I don't play Xbox.
Okay.
I don't play Xbox. I don't even play online.
Big Ed, I expect to hear from you again soon, okay?
All my real football. Yes, sir.
All right, brother.
Appreciate y'all, man. See y'all very soon.
Thanks, Big Ed. Appreciate it. It's good. That's how you know the season is coming. Big Ed back on board.
Wow. Hey, you know, one thing, while we have a great fan like that on the show, John, I just want to mention for 1 second, I've had fans constantly hit me up on Twitter for the last week about coming down to the Timex.
Oh, yeah.
Well, now what is the Quest Center?
The Quest Diagnostics Training Facility.
There you go. And I'm glad we're going to get that right beginning today.
Beginning right now.
Yes, beginning right now. The cue. Yeah. I do want to make sure that fans understand practice almost every day is going to be from 1:30 to 3:45.
Yes.
And they've got temporary bleachers set up around the lengthwise side of the field towards MetLife Stadium and also the opposite end zone from where our facility is.
I think more are still going up. I'm not sure. I think there are a couple out there now. I think a couple more might still be going
Looks
up.
Looks like they may, they may be doing so. But here's what I want you to know, fans. You're going to be right up against the fence of the field. And the good news is there are canopies above those portable bleachers that they have brought in, or the temporary bleachers, if you will. So a lot of people I know would always talk about how hot it can get during the summer. We had that horrible heat wave until it turned into 67 degrees today. Good news, folks. There are going to be canopies above those bleachers. So, you know, when.
Not in the sun.
Yeah, and that's a big deal.
And how about this? I looked at the forecast this morning. The next 7 days in the 7-day forecast, not one hitting 90 degrees.
Yeah.
All around 85.
Which is much to the chagrin of Coach Coughlin.
That's
you
terrific. 85 is okay. You can get good work in at 85. You don't want it to be too hot either. Guys can start getting heat stroke.
Well, that's
like
true,
that.
Too. That's true, too. But anyway, the canopies are out there, and that's going to be a real good thing for a lot of the younger fans and the older fans who really have a hard time with the heat.
Any fan who doesn't want to sit in 95-degree weather.
Not
everybody's a maniac like you.
That's
By the way, if you get there before 1:30, we're going to set up a circus-type ring, and Paul Dottino will entertain everybody in the crowd that gets there before 1:30. with his rambling. He can walk up and down, show you how he power walks every day. It'll be good times.
I need a track around the field so I can power walk. Remember, we had that at Albany, John.
Let's go to Dominic in Gettysburg. Dominic, what's going on?
How you guys doing?
Good morning.
Going back to the conversation you guys had, about Herzlick, I think everybody ought to give him a chance. It's obviously something the coaching staff sees in him. Yeah, there's a factor involved with, you know, his earned having the ability to earn the snaps per Coughlin standard. But I think that we can't allow last season to dictate what happens this season. So there are going to be adjustments made. They're going to, you know, Perry Fuel's going to, he's going to look at things, and he's going to make some really good decisions. I have faith in him and Reese and Coach Coughlin. I don't know why anyone feels that Coach Coughlin would leave. I do feel that he would probably leave if he could close out a third Super Bowl. That would definitely put him in the Hall of Fame. I mean, I already think personally he's, you know, Hall of Fame material.
He's in, I think.
I don't know exactly. Yeah, I think he's in. But as far as the linebacker situation, I've been looking at – my girlfriend's an Eagles fan. And
I'm sorry.
I know that Chip Kelly – Chip Kelly, he has the offense running sprints. I mean, everybody in the backfield, they're sprinting each play. They're not running.
Yep.
They're not jogging up the field. He's got everybody running sprints on every play.
That's correct.
So the linebacker question does come under scrutiny. So I don't know what to say. I do like Jaquan Williams. I do like Keith Rivers, but I am a little nervous about – I'm more nervous about Keith Williams. What is his name?
Jaquan Williams? Keith Rivers?
Keith Rivers.
Yeah.
I'm more nervous about Keith Rivers than I am about Herzlick.
And I understand that.
Because
Rivers has had a lot of injury problems. And, Dominic, I got to tell you, if you could have seen the look on Paul Dettino's face when you stated your girlfriend was an Eagles fan, it looked like he was about to lose his breakfast.
You know, you understand, of course, this is not a long-term relationship.
Hey, listen, you want to hear something funny? I'm bringing her with me to Giants training camp this Sunday.
Okay.
And then I told her I'd go to Eagles training camp with her on August 11th. So it'd be very interesting to see, you know, just to have that experience. You know, we go back and forth. We do have some healthy competition. But I don't know if you guys remember last season she told me that, don't come back to me crying.
I do remember that.
When Giants get their butts beat. You know, so I didn't say anything after the game because I feel that our squad, we do what it takes. And there's a lot of talk around the league about Justin Tuck and all that kind of stuff. And I said previously a couple of weeks ago, but I think that we're going to be surprised with the performance of the defense being driven by things that have been said and the way that Michael Strahan's been handled within the last 12 months in the media. So I think a lot is going to be said by performance on the defense. And I'll just close out the call by that.
Thank you, Dominic. Appreciate the call. And I think he meant Justin Tuck, not Strahan.
I agree.
On that final thing.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what he meant.
And let me give some advice, Dominic. Tell your girlfriend not to wear Eagles stuff, the Giants training camp, and for your own health, do not wear any Giants stuff to Eagles training camp. Be smart about this.
Yeah, that's not a good idea.
Yeah. But otherwise, you know, look, Herzlick's going to have his chance. He was right about that. I don't see Coughlin going anywhere. I agree with him there. And Herzlick, as you said, he's a show-me guy. He's going to have a chance to earn the job. So he's going to have every opportunity.
John, the one thing that I continue to tell people every time they ask me about Tom Coughlin and who's he going to play and who's got the edge to be in the starting lineup, I always tell them, Tom Coughlin doesn't give snaps away.
No.
He is a stickler about earning snaps. If you don't earn them, you don't get them.
Right.
It's that simple.
Right. We're going to take four more callers here, folks. Then we're going to say goodbye. Ashwin's going to screen one more. You can go screen him, Ashwin. And then we're going to say goodbye. Tomorrow we're going to do secondary. And I should mention one other thing that Dominic brought up. If there's a question on this team, you mentioned the linebackers and the running backs, Paul. To me, it's the larger question of the defense. Because this defense the last 3 years has not been good. Other than that stretch in six games to end the 2011 season, let's be honest, his defense has kind of stunk. It hasn't been good. Whether it's been the lack of pass rush, big plays in the passing game, not stopping the run, when they don't get turnovers, they don't get stops. That has to get better this year, one way or the other, and that's on the players and that's on the defensive coordinator together as a group.
Well, they've addressed the defensive line by bringing in a whole host of defensive tackles.
Yeah, but their best guy, now they lost Osi, and their best guy had just had back surgery. So, is it going to get better?
You would hope so. You know, they're counting on Justin Tuck to get better again and be more like what he was.
I think he'll be better. I don't think he's going to be a 12-sack guy, though.
No, I think
he'll be between 8-10.
Yeah, 8 would be fine.
In that area.
If he plays against the run really well and gets 8 sacks,
that's fine.
I think the Giants are good with that.
That's fine.
You know?
That's fine.
And quite honestly, the defensive tackle position is the one that's really been, you know, kind of weak.
And that has been shored up a lot in the offseason.
Yeah, I mean, they brought in a bunch of bodies there. And, you know, as far as the pass rush is concerned, I mean, you know, we don't know what Ajomo, what Tracy, what Moore are going to bring to the table. Those guys are unknowns right now, but, at least they got guys to choose from.
No, that's true. They have a lot of options. All right, let's get to our calls. We're going to try to rapid fire through your last four guys before we say goodbye. Shakes has been on and off all morning. He must have some bad cell phone receptions down in Baltimore. Shakes, good morning.
This area or something.
What's going on, Shakes?
I went to Mom's house and got on the house phone. I had to chime in. It's my favorite subject.
I know, linebackers. I know, Shakes.
All right. First, though, I wanted to say, the other caller, if my girlfriend told me she was an Eagle fan, I would have dumped her that day. That cannot stand. And another thing is, I agree with Paul that Coughlin is not going nowhere unless he wins a third Super Bowl. Then he has nothing else to prove. He has more than any other Giants coach in history. So yeah. He could retire too if we did another 4-12 season like how we had before Eli came or something like that.
I don't see that happening though.
Yeah, that's the only way I see Coughlin leaving.
Quite honestly, I don't think he would do that either because
he wouldn't want to go out on that note.
No way he would. No way.
But wouldn't it be kind of hard on Coughlin? You know Coughlin, man. Four wins in a season? He would have had a heart attack.
Oh, my goodness.
It would be a rough year to be around Coach if they're 4-12.
I don't think you want to be around me either, John.
No, I don't want to be around you when they're 12-4. Shakes, okay, Shakes, real quick on the linebackers. What do you got?
All right. I think it's going to be Rivers, Connor, and Jaquan Williams with Curry and Herzlick getting a lot of snaps in. And as far as Connor and Herzlick being starters, as Herzlick being on the outside, no, I don't see that because we need speed. Especially in our division with Vic and
that's fair.
Kelly and them and RG3, we need speed on them linebackers. So Rivers and Curry must stay healthy. I see them doing big things, of course. You know, I'm high on Rivers and Curry, and I like Connor. I like our whole group as a whole. So big things. So I think that we got to worry about that pass protecting running back more than we got to worry about linebackers.
All right, fair enough. Thanks, Shakes.
All right, man.
Take it easy. And you know what? He didn't mention Spencer Paysinger. I think people are going to be surprised how much he plays this year. The Giants liked a lot what he gave them at the end of last season. They really did.
You know, John, I think more than ever, we're really going to have to look at the preseason with a microscope.
Yeah,
because
with the linebackers, for
these
sure.
Guys are fighting for snaps. The defensive tackles are fighting for snaps. And it's going to be a lot of fun.
All right, let's go to Gerson out in California. Gerson, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
How are you, Gerson?
Good. On the linebackers, I think we're going to play more packages than anything with the linebackers because I don't think we truly have any three-down linebackers on the roster. And if we do, they normally don't stay healthy. The only two that I could think of that will be third down, first, second, and third will be Rivers and Jaquan. And
I agree. Gerson, I think
they're questionable.
Yeah, I think those are the only two guys that are physically capable of being three-down linebackers. That I agree with. I think the other guys all have a big enough weakness where you will have to take them off the field in certain situations.
So my thoughts were they're probably just going to use a lot of packages, just going to be in packages. like if they're doing like a nickel, they probably have the fastest, the most athletic ones, like probably Rivers and Jaquan, or Rivers and
Paysinger.
I'm high on Paysinger as well. But then Connor, I could see him on a 4-1 play, the 4-3. I could see Curry, Connor, and Jaquan. Or if not, and so Jaquan will be Paysinger.
All right, Gerson, appreciate the call, bud.
Cool, thanks.
Thanks, Gerson. Sorry, man, we just got to get through these last calls and get through Twitter here and wrap up here. So, yeah, I mean, I think they will sub a lot against the Eagles. It might be tough with their fast-break offense, but I think you're going to see different guys on the field on first and second ending than see on third, with Jaquan maybe being the only exception.
John, a lot of these callers keep mentioning Curry, and to me, he's like a triple X factor. I mean, not just an X factor, but a triple X factor.
I would say call him a super long shot. I don't even think X factor is the right word.
Okay, maybe, yeah, okay, I'll buy that. The bottom line is, you know, I don't know how anybody could count on anything out of him. He is such a wild card here.
Yeah.
You know, it'd be great if he can, but right now, I just don't know.
How many linebackers do the Giants carry? Six or five?
I think they'd like to do six. But depending upon needs in the secondary and the defensive line, and remember, they want to keep three quarterbacks. I could see five, but I don't think they want to do that. I think they want to go six.
Let's go to Andrew in New Jersey. Andrew, good morning.
Hey, I'm so happy to hear Paul with you because I have a couple trivia questions.
Ooh.
But I just have to tell the story about linebackers. Everybody knows how great Lawrence Taylor was, but his true greatness, the one play that always stands out, which on the stats sheet is just a tackle, but he went up against Eric Dickerson and an offensive lineman at the same time.
Yep.
And he bulldozed them back.
Yep.
He didn't get the sack because Dickerson broke off, went for a little dump pass, and Taylor backpedaled faster than I've ever seen anyone. It was like Deion Sanders. The quarterback dumped it to Dickerson. And then Taylor ran like 15 yards, tackled Dickerson before he could even take more than one step. It was phenomenal.
Truly amazing. It was kind of like out of a video game. I know the play you're talking about.
Oh, yeah, you know that play. And also he tackled Barry Sanders once with one arm. He shot through the middle of the defensive line, and he nailed him.
That's why he was LT, my friend.
And the underrated backup quarterback's best, or Kurt Warner, was a backup for three teams. And the best of all time was Steve Young. But my two quick trivia questions, which two Giant running backs are on the all-time top 10 all-purpose yards? Former running backs, two Giants, they're on the all-time top 10 all-purpose yards, not
Gifford?
Rushing yards, but all-purpose. No?
All, you mean NFL list?
NFL, all-purpose yards.
Well, I'm going to assume that the Tiki's on that list.
Nope.
He's not. With over 10,000 rushing yards, plus all the passes he caught.
And he also did punt and kick returns, too. It's at one point.
Well, a little bit he did.
Yeah.
He did.
So I guess not. Maybe Gifford?
No.
I don't think so. The
no,
two.
Gift's not on there. Gift's not on there.
Meggett?
Nope.
No, this
my next.
This is a very, very oddball question, Andrew.
O.J. Anderson, maybe? Could combine Giants and Cardinals? How about O.J.?
The two are Herschel Walker and Brian Mitchell.
Oh, you know what? That's pretty good. They both did a lot of kickoff returns, and Herschel had a lot of rushing yards before he got to the Giants.
But see, but they had such a cup of coffee with the Giants. It's kind of an unfair question.
You're right.
Just because you didn't get it right doesn't make it unfair.
I'll leave you with this one. It's even harder. What Giant running back, former running back, played professional baseball also? Like Bo Jackson and Deion Sanders did.
Hmm. Did he make
and
it to the? Did
was
he, make
he in the majors or a minor league player?
He was a major league player, and there's a small town in Pennsylvania named after him.
Appreciate the call, Andrew. Thanks a lot, man.
Well, I wish he had given us the answer before you cut him off.
Well, yeah, that's a good point.
Andrew, let us know tomorrow, will you please?
All right.
I don't
think
know
about it.
Seriously, I don't know. Hmm. You know, that's such an off-the-field question that it's really not relevant to me, but I'll be glad to hear the answer.
Sorry about it, Andrew. My bad. Do me a favor. Hit me up on Twitter before the show starts if you can.
Okay.
Hit me up on Twitter, and I'll make sure I get that answer far for you. Sorry about that. Yeah, I really should have gotten the answer before I said thanks for the call. That wasn't wise. We all make mistakes.
Okay.
Final call of the show, Dave in Rochester. Dave, what's going on, pal? Now, Paul, Dave tells me you were getting very cocky last week and trying to take over the show. That's what I hear.
He said any employees that perform at that did not perform at a high level had to polish his Nikes with a toothbrush.
Holy smokes! Wow.
No, it was a great week. I got to say, Paul, that some of going when you talked about the 50s and 60s, some of us that weren't around at that time, really, I thought it was interesting and a nostalgic kind of week. So it was a
thank
great
you.
Week.
I appreciate so, thank that. I don't like to forget about those guys.
But my question is, you know, we always talk about linebackers, and we have been for a couple of years, and we actually won some Super Bowls with not such a great cast of linebackers. At what point would the Giants ever go out, and maybe not so much in the draft, but go out and get that star player, maybe in free agency, and spend the big bucks? Because, you know, as Giants fans, we're always looking for that next Lawrence Taylor. Would they ever do that, or would they, as long as we're doing what we're doing with what we have, would it continue in that way?
You know, John, I don't think the Giants will ever, under these conditions, spend big money for a free agent linebacker or draft a linebacker in the first round until, as they say, everything is cyclical. When things turn around in a few years and the Giants decide again that the linebacker is going to be a very important part of their team, then it'll happen. But until then, right now the linebacker role has kind of been diminished.
Allow me to make a caveat. If they ever, in the short term, switch to a 3-4, I could see them using a high draft pick on a pass-rushing outside 3-4 linebacker.
But I don't see that anytime soon.
No, neither do I.
All right. Very good.
Thanks, Dave.
Guys. Love you.
Yeah, good job. Want to talk real quick on Twitter? We haven't heard from Lennon Maryland in a while. Michael Beattie, one of our big fans over in Scotland, points that out. Lennon Maryland, where are you? Training camp coming. You should be all psyched.
We had him last week.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, we talked a lot of nostalgia, too.
And I bet Len will come up for training camp at some point, too. He comes up all the way from Maryland for all the games. I'm sure he'll come up for training camp. And, of course, you folks come out for training camp. You know, it's great. Make sure you come out and, you know, say hello and see what's going on. Autograph day, all the people are signing on Sunday, July 28th, so come out for that.
Yeah.
And, again, just, you know, great job on Twitter, folks. I Bleed Blue. Actually, it was I Bleed Blue, excuse me, that said. We haven't heard from Len in a while. Want to hear from Len. Michael Beattie is one of our fans out in Scotland who chimed in a lot during the course of the show. We appreciate that. Let's see. We got I'm not even going to try that one. At Giantel83, I'm looking forward to Rivers, Williams, and Herzlick. But if Marquand sees the job, hopefully Curry becomes a sensation. You're right. A lot of people are very high on Curry, Paul.
Why, John?
I've been fighting that battle all offseason.
The thing about it is,
Shakes is going to call back all mad.
You got a guy who's hurt who really is an unknown, but even more than that, when he played for both the Raiders and Seahawks, he didn't do a whole lot.
Saraceno says Connor, Jaquan, Paysinger, Rivers, and Curry with Sabino as the black, as the, you know, guy in the shadows trying to make the
dark horse guy?
The dark horse guy, exactly.
I don't know.
And then you have Sveinung Lafaldi, Williams, Connor, Herzlick, backups, Paysinger, Rivers, Bosworth. He thinks Bosworth makes it over Curry because of special teams. And I think if it comes down to those two guys, I think Bosworth might beat him out because of special teams.
Unless Curry just has some kind of incredible month of August.
All right, Paul. Training camp starts on Saturday.
Let's go, John.
We'll see you on Saturday. I'll be with you tomorrow for Big Blue Kickoff Live. And then starting next week, we're going to do 9:30, right, Neely? Show's going to start at 9:30 during training camp, and that'll carry throughout the regular season as well. We're back to our regular time at 9:30. We got to get started earlier because we start talking to players and stuff at 11, so we got to start at 9:30. We'll have that schedule out, who's going to do what shows. Paul will be back, Lance will be back, Anita will be back. I'll be here as well, and we'll carry you through training camp as the Giants get ready. Check out Giants.com. I'll have all the video of all the stories about the Giants renaming their practice facility to Quest Diagnostics Training Center. Paul, you got that right now?
QDTC. That's pretty tough.
If that helps you.
Yeah.
So go to Giants.com for all that. Check it out. A brand-new partnership and an exciting one with the Giants. As we move forward here in 2013. Everybody, great job on the phones, great job on Twitter. We'll see you tomorrow morning right here on Giants.com. Have a good one.